The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 28th day of August, 2018. A reminder, tomorrow I will have Harley Schlanger on, and hopefully Mark Collins, the guy that played George Washington in the movie Revelation, almost said Revolution. Kind of sounds the same, doesn't it? Friday, Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers, he's going to be in Houston Thursday and Friday. Hopefully we can get him in studio. Anita Untersee said, you know, we'll try to get him over there. And I said, well, let me know as soon as you can. At any rate, so those are pending for sure tomorrow, Harley Schlanger. And I'm going to talk Harley into doing the show twice a month. I feel badly for him, being in Germany, living in Germany, and interviewing him, and the interview starts at 1 o'clock in the morning. I could do an interview late at night. I'm a late-night person, but some people are not, at any rate. I'm going to do a follow-up here on school violence. Violence against teachers is a national crisis. Notice how the media is not talking about this at all. And this teacher, sixth grade teacher, award-winning teacher up in Wisconsin, Green Bay, has to quit because it was an environment not conducive to learning, and that's being very, very kind. So we'll get into that as well. And lo and behold, here's another one the independent media gets right and the mainstream media won't, because they're too busy with their advertising handout, or their handout, I should say, for advertising dollars. Drug companies spend a lot, don't they? And it cracks me up, since they're required by law to cite the negative effects. Usually if you have a 30-second commercial, the last 10 seconds is telling you about the negative effects. You know, you might puke your guts out, you might get dizzy and fall down, or you might get aggressive or suicidal, or a number of different reactions to the drug. But that doesn't stop them. Their drug company comes out with a new drug, you know, 6 months or a year later, or 2 years later, you see commercials running on the very same network that was trying to get you to buy the drug. Now the lawyers are up there telling you, you can join our class action suit because people that took this drug, body parts started to fall off them. You know, it is a money game, and it's sick. It is absolutely sick. Better living through chemistry? Then why do they put people in jail for doing drugs? You know, that's most of that stuff is processed. Pot smokers of America will tell you, well, you know, this isn't, you plant this seed and this weed grows in any climate, anywhere. It's not processed. You pull it up, you dry it, roll it up, and voila. You got the munchies. It's amazing. Well, Matagoras knocks it out of the park again. Thank you, Matt, for doing this. By the way, I said the other day, let me go to the original source for this. This guy is not a lightweight. He's a former Marine, been some interesting places, done some interesting things. And I would consider this to be, people are confused in this country. Well, the uninitiated is, what is a patriot? Well, if you're a patriot, you're sobbing because John McCain died. Yeah, you get my point. Well, out of Jacksonville, David Katz, 24-year-old male, who lost his temper Sunday after losing a video game and began shooting up esports tournament. He killed two innocent people and wounded 10 others before he turned the gun on himself and took his own life. Now we've learned that Katz had been on types of psychiatric medications known to cause violent thoughts that are linked to many of the worst mass shootings in recent history. According to the family divorce records, Katz has been in and out of treatment for psychiatric issues as early as the age of 12, according to the 2006 letter from the father's attorney. As reported, believe it or not, CNN reported this. Katz was prescribed a number of psychiatric medications, including antipsychotic drugs, and saw a succession of psychiatrists. Now, what's more, a separate 2006 court filing states that the therapist said he had experienced psychiatric crisis while on these prescribed medications. Now, on top of the psychiatric crisis, reported drug cocktail, CNN also obtained police records that show 26 calls for service to the police from the Katz family home. I've never heard it phrased that way. 26 calls for service? It's like your air conditioner goes out or you need a plumber for service? At any rate, in Columbia, Maryland, from 1993 to 2009. What is that, 16 years? Wow. For issues ranging from mental illness to domestic disputes, at least two of those calls involved Katz arguing with his mother, though none of the reports provided to CNN show any physical violence. The Howard County Police Department declined to release the records from a number of the incidents, citing statutory restrictions. Now, a little word about this statutory restriction stuff. When inquiries are made, these shootings that go on, and inquiries are made, was the perpetrator on any sort of medications? Sorry, can't tell you that. That is physician-client privilege, and we can't release that information. Wait a minute. The client, as you so-called put it, or the so-called client, as you put it, is dead. So who are we protecting here? David Katz, his past is eerily similar to that of Nicholas Cruz, except that his parents were both feds. That's right. Both of Katz's parents reportedly worked for the federal government, according to a law enforcement source. Katz's father, Richard Katz, is a NASA engineer employed at the Goddard Space Flight Center outside of Washington, D.C., and his mother was listed as an employee of the Food and Drug Administration, according to CNN. Since he was a child, Katz was prescribed a myriad of drugs, including the antidepressant Lexapro and Risperdal, sometimes used to treat schizophrenia. Now, there have been 20 drug regulatory agencies from 7 different countries who've pointed out the dangerous side effects of Lexapro. The majority of the warnings are for suicidal risk or suicidal behavior. Other side effects include hostility or aggression, agitation, anxiety, mania or psychosis, instability, and violence. According to CNN, Katz's father disputed the necessity of the drugs and a psychiatric evaluation sought by David's mother, suggesting that his son instead attend a support group for middle school students. Richard Katz has seen no evidence whatsoever of schizophrenia in David Katz, a motion from his father's lawyer. Despite the dozens of police reports stemming from Katz's behavior, the laundry list of drugs he was taking to treat his psychiatric crisis, the fact that he was in treatment for psychiatric issues, and the fact that it was documented that he had multiple mental breakdowns involving the police, Katz submitted his fingerprints, underwent a background check, passed a firearm safety training course, and legally purchased a 9mm and a 45 caliber handgun in Maryland last month. Now, as TFTP had reported on numerous occasions, the majority of mass shooters have links to psychological medications that carry serious warnings for side effects on their labels. Stephen Paddock, Omar Mateen, Gavin Long, Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold, James Holm, Nicholas Crew, all have one thing in common other than the mass murders they carried out. They are reportedly taking prescription drugs which alter their state of mind and carry a host of negative side effects ranging from aggression and suicide to homicide. Now, folks, I'm absolutely just simply amazed by this, because this has been the case. There have been 150 studies in 17 countries on antidepressant-induced side effects. There have been 134 drug regulatory agency warnings from 11 countries in the EU warning about the dangers, side effects of antidepressants. You know, over in Europe, they don't want anything to do with GMOs. Over there, your psychotropic drugs, no, we don't need those. We don't need zombies running around shooting people. Despite this deadly laundry list of potential reactions to these medications, their use has skyrocketed by 400% since 1988. Coincidentally, as antidepressant use went up, so did mass shootings. Now, the really strange twist on this one, this shooter, Katz, it's reported that with these psychotropic drugs, they cannot distinguish between reality and their delusional state. It makes them psychotic little time bombs. So it's like a shoot 'em up video game. So what was the kid doing? Playing video games. Got pissed, lost, stood up, and started shooting people. Now, the kid looks a little weird to begin with, but the indicators keep pointing back to the psychotropic drugs. And guess what they're doing in high schools? For the out-of-control little teenagers and preteens. Well, they've got mental health counselors. What are the mental health counselors recommending with the doctors that can prescribe? Oh, we'll put them on antidepressants. Yeah, that's right. We're not only destroying their minds, we're destroying their bodies, and the chances are our remedy will make them destroy other things and other people. This is so popped out, inside out, perverted, folks, it's unbelievable. The website, ssristories.org, I would suggest that you visit this. Have a family member that's on these drugs? You know, folks, I'm telling you what, if I was married and I had a wife that was on SSRIs, do I want to be Lorraine Bobbited? No, I don't. I want to keep all my body parts intact, thank you very much. And this, folks, some of the most gruesome things. Mike, what was the lady's name in Houston that killed her kids? She was on the SSRIs. Feature, folks, a mother taking their child and drowning them to death in a bathtub. Andrea Yates, thank you. How many children did she kill? Five? Five children. Five children. And she was on SSRIs, and guess what? Nobody ever reported it. And as I said, and it's worth repeating, when you go snooping around this, and you want to know from the investigators, from the police department, whomever, the official authority, were they on any medications? Sorry, I can't tell you that. That's privileged information. Well, to who? And who are you protecting? The person that killed themselves or you had to put down like a rabid dog? Who are you protecting? The people that they killed? Imagine. Imagine being the president of one of these disinformation centers. Oh, they call themselves news service. Imagine a story slipping by that is kind of derogatory toward all these drugs that can change behavior. Suppose they did a story on it. You don't think within hours that man or woman's phone would ring with the strong suggestion that you don't run that story, you scrub the story, don't do any more, otherwise we'll pull the advertising dollars? And it seems that most of the ads that I see on television, that's an exaggeration, but a lot of them, are what? Brand new drugs. Oh boy. The proper testing has not been done on, the side effects are not known. You know, you think you're doing something, the doctor's, oh, here's a new drug, maybe this will help you, let's try this out. And then 6 months later, there's a national lawyers guild that's promoting, jump on board with our lawsuit, we're going after the drug manufacturers, because there was no real field testing. Or most of the tests were either not done or fudged beyond belief. For the what? For the profit. I would like to think that it was just profit. I would like to think that it was just greed. And not something else. On the website, and I'm talking about SSRIstories.org, on the website is a collection of over 6,000 stories that have appeared in local media, newspapers, TV, scientific journals, in which prescription drugs were mentioned, and in the drugs may be linked to a variety of adverse outcomes, including most of the mass shootings of which have taken place on U.S. soil. Now, you and I can go to that website. We can read the information. So it isn't a matter of the media being lazy and not digging up information, because I think, do me a favor, Mike, just for the heck of it, go to Google and type in SSRIstories.org and see if it's linked. See if they offer you anything. Yeah? The top one? Is the site SSRIstories.org? Yep, there it is. Google it. It's right at the top. Now, you would think, if anybody really cared, that any news people could do that. Just what we just did just a second ago. And there's the information. And look at it. You would think, at least, it would be deserving of some inquiry, don't you think? But there it is. We keep digging this out. And they keep playing up the stories. Oh, mass shootings. Well, you know what? Shooting the other day wasn't a mass shooting. This cat's character killed two people. And himself. They keep reporting two deaths. Well, it was actually three. And I guess there was enough witnesses around that somebody actually saw the kid put the gun to his head and take his own life. Which would make you, well, yeah, let's not go there. At any rate, we'll take the break here. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
As the Citizens Commission on Human Rights notes, human rights, secular guys are out there trying to protect you from what? Before the late 1980s, mass shootings and acts of senseless violence were relatively unheard of. Prozac, the best-known SSRI, was not yet on the market. When Prozac did arrive, it was marketed as a panacea for depression, which resulted in huge profits for its manufacturer, Eli Lilly. And of course, other drug companies had to create their own cash cow and followed suit by marketing their own SSRI antidepressants. Now, subsequently, mass shootings and other violent incidents started to be reported more often than not. The common denominator was that the shooters were on antidepressant or withdrawing from one. This is not about an isolated incident or two, but numerous shootings. Now, the issue of psychotropic medication playing a role in mass shootings is not some conspiracy theory. It is a very real, and the drug manufacturers list these potentially deadly side effects on the very inserts of every one of these drugs. But the mainstream media and the government continue to ignore or suppress this information. Why is that? It's no secret that the pharmaceutical industry wields immense control over the government and the media. It is their control which keeps any negative press about their dangerous products from airing. However, most people likely do not know the scope of the control. Mike Papantino, an attorney and a host of the international television show America's Lawyer, explains, with the exception of CBS, every major media outlet in the United States share at least one board member with at least one pharmaceutical company. Well, I'm sure that's just an accident. Nothing to see here. Move along. To put that in perspective, these board members wake up, go to a meeting at Merck or Pfizer. Then they have their driver take them over to the meeting with NBC to decide what kind of programming the network is going to air. Now, Papantino explains how billions of dollars Big Pharma gives to mainstream media outlets every year is used to keep them subservient, complicit in covering up a slew of deadly side effects from their products. How much longer will we allow these billion-dollar drug companies to control the narrative and not let this conversation take place? How many more mass shootings will take place before Americans wake up to this reality? You know, isn't it interesting? Stephen Paddock was on these, and then we find out that his girlfriend put down on resumes that she worked for the FBI. And just as a follow-up here, Matagorst hit it again. Vegas gunman was prescribed psychotropic drugs that can cause violent behavior. He did this story last October. The deranged psychopath responsible for the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Now, let me stop here. It could have been, or couldn't have been. The information that came out of Vegas and what people have been able to piece together, the whole thing was wrong. So we're just going to assume here for a moment that Mr. Paddock was on these psychotropic drugs. And let's not forget that Paddock transferred $100,000 to the Philippines to his girlfriend the day before the shooting, that evidently had some connection with the FBI. Sure, it's just an accident, folks. Now, I played the clip yesterday of the teacher up in Green Bay. And by the way, thank you for sending me the letter. I think it was you, Steve, that did. There was a letter sent to that teacher after she let it all out in front of the school board. That, in fact, the principal of the school did say, and I read it myself, did say that, oh, there's always two sides to a story. Well, the principal later wrote a letter apologizing for that. Really. Now, violence against teachers is a silent national crisis. And folks, I mean, this, a society, when it breaks down because people will not conform to what has been described as normal behavior. Normal behavior used to be respectful of your elders, teachers, things of that nature. Now it's whatever you can do to that teacher short of murder, and it's giddy ha-ha time. How do you rein this in? What do you do with these students? Throw them out the back door? Or do they end up being babysitters for the parents that evidently can't even control their own children?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Limited research into the violence against teachers, and what research has been done often contradicts official statistics. A lot of butt covering. This would imply incidences of violence against teachers are not being reported and therefore resources are not being made available to address the problem. Violence against teachers is a national crisis that costs teachers, parents, taxpayers $2 billion annually. In 2011, the American Psychological Association conducted one of the few national studies on violence against teachers. Almost 3,000 teachers responded to an anonymous online survey asking about their victimization experiences. And 80% of those who responded claimed to have had one or more victimization experience in this previous 12 months. It's kind of hard to read. Each year, the National Center for Education Statistics produces a report called Indicators of School Crime and Safety. For 2011, the report stated that 9.2%. Now this is, 7 years ago? 9.2% of the teachers had been threatened with violence and 5.4% of the teachers had actually been physically attacked. Now, there are several possible explanations for the discrepancy between the APA study and the School Crime and Safety Report. For example, in the APA study, victimization was defined as any violent incident including disrespectful behavior, verbal threats, or property damage. The School Crime and Safety Report only featured reports, threats, and assaults. However, the key word here is reported. While almost 3,000 teachers may have been willing to share their experience anonymously, many teachers are dissuaded from filing official reports as they will count against the school's DESE rating. Dr. Dorothy Espelej of the University of Chicago of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, chair of the APA Task Force on Violence directed at teachers, sat down with the NEA today to discuss the findings of the survey and to provide recommendations how to ensure teacher victimization becomes a component of any comprehensive school safety plan. You know, a thought just struck me here. You've seen this is a trend that the courts are going more towards. Keep the defendant locked up in a jail cell and put him on camera so he can make his quote-unquote appearance in court. Is that where we're going to end up in the school classrooms? You're just going to have a video image, a live video image of a teacher and have cameras set up? Well, if you want to ensure their safety, that's one way to do it. But there's only one problem with that. What would these kids be doing without a teacher being in the classroom? Well, the survey results, how bad is violence against teachers? 3,000 K-12 teachers from 48 states responded to an anonymous web-based survey to detail their victimization experiences during the current or past year. 80% of the teachers reported at least one victimization experience in the current or past year, and of those who experienced an offense, 94% reported being victimized by students. Nearly half of the teachers reported that they had experienced these offenses by two or more different types of perpetrators, ergo students and parents. 72.5% of teachers reported having experienced at least harassment offense, that meaning obscene gestures, verbal threats, intimidation, and obscene remarks. 50% of the teachers experienced property offenses, ergo theft or damage to property. 44% of the teachers reported being physically attacked. Now, this is 44% out of 3,000 folks. That's upwards to 1,500 teachers. The nationwide cost of teacher victimization to teachers, parents, and taxpayers exceeded $2 billion annually. And that's what's being reported. But again, a lot of these instances don't go reported. It's difficult to determine the true extent of the violent incidents, although the APA study was the largest of its kind. The 3,000 teachers who responded out of the teaching population of 3.5 million, imagine what these numbers would be if everybody responded to the survey and it was 3.5 million rather than 3,000. You think that might get somebody's attention? You bet your sweet bippy it would. But they're not going to do it. Based on studies conducted by various teaching associations and those conducted in other countries, the percentage of teachers being attacked in schools is closer to the 80% figure reported in the APA study rather than the 5.4 reported in the School Crime and Safety Report. Yeah, let's conveniently shave off 74.6%. Nobody will notice. In Israel, for example, a nationwide survey revealed that 73% of the teachers had suffered victimization experience in 2017. Jews run amok. My goodness, I'm so verklempt. Using the APA's criteria of teachers being attacked in schools, the 8% year-on-year escalation prompted the state legislators to introduce an amendment to the penal code that will increase the punishment for violence against teachers to 5 years imprisonment. Argentina had a similar problem with increasing violence against teachers until the country passed a law classifying any attack on a teacher as aggravated assault. Student and parents found guilty of violence against teachers will now be subject to 25% longer jail sentences or 25% larger fines if a similar offense has been committed against anybody else. Attempts to introduce similar laws in the U.S. have been criticized for creating a fast track from school to prison. No, we're just going to babysit them for a while, let them get out in the real world until they become real criminals and then go to prison. particularly as they would most likely hurt students with special needs or already statistically at a much higher risk of incarcerations. Critics want more resources invested to address the root cause of the problem, which is difficult when the scale of the problem is hard to quantify. But here's the problem with their problem. They're going at it the wrong way. It is not the schools that are turning these kids into violent little criminals, although kids do, they're copycats. They do assimilate to their environment, don't they? They start acting like the rest of the kids do. So what I'm envisioning here are little schools with little mobs running around, out of control, disrupting the learning process, or what's left of the learning process, and our public school system. Now, they come up with various solutions to prevent teachers from being attacked in schools. Against the violence against teachers is underreported. Not enough resources are being directed into researching the reasons for teachers being attacked in schools. I could save them a whole hell of a lot of money. You know, you have kids that are still afraid of their parents. As I said yesterday, what if the parents just unannounced showed up at the school, sat in on one of their kids' classes, just sat in back of the class? Do you think that kid would act up in front of mommy or daddy? And take your pick, because most of these kids come from broken homes anyhow. But trust me, folks, you want to see a 90% or higher elimination of kids' bad behavior? Bring a parent in. And if they care anything about the kid whatsoever, they'll try to correct the behavior. And I wouldn't want to be that kid once they left that school and went home. Now, it's not only just a teacher-student problem. Teachers are frequently assaulted by parents. Okay, you got a kid in school that assaults a teacher. Then the parent shows up and assaults the teacher. Wow. Learn behavior? Wonder where they're learning this from. Wholesome home environment? Various solutions have been suggested, from establishing a national registry of incidents of violence directed against teachers so that more research can be conducted. Yeah, research. Here we go. Yeah, let's just create a program, throw a bunch of money at it, and come up with conclusions that really have nothing to do with the real problem. So, national registry, okay. Preventive methods and investigation strategies during pre-service training to better prepare teachers for what they're subject, if they are the subject of violent attacks in schools. Both of these solutions take time to deliver positive outcomes, if they ever could. My words, not the story. More research may help understand the root cause of the problem. We know it's societal and cultural breakdown. And they don't have to spend a whole lot of money to know that. And more liberal parents, spare the rod, spoil the child. These kids, a lot of these kids, they have no respect for anybody or anything. You know, I've complained in the past about these SROs, these police officers, roaming the halls of public schools. And a lot of these cops treating under 18 years of age children like they're on a call, on a violent call out on the street someplace. And they act accordingly. So they're going to dance around this issue. They're going to do a bunch of studies. They'll jaw bump this thing to death. And I can almost guarantee you that none of these studies are going to go, look, This has been an ongoing problem for over 50 years. This isn't something that cropped up overnight. This isn't a direct result of kids with phones doing flash mob kind of tactics. No. This is before cell phones. This is before internet. This is before anything. This trend started more than 50 years, half a century ago in this country. And the more liberal the environment got, the worse the conditions got. Duh, I don't need a multi-million dollar study to know this. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, don't you remember back when you were in school that the teachers could make their own curriculum and we could, you could come in the day before school or whatever and you could read their curriculum, you could see what they're going to teach you, and you go to the next room, you see that these people are going to teach you something different. When these people could make their own curriculum, we had a much better school. As in, they knew what the basics were that they needed to teach and whatnot, but they weren't allowed to do it anymore when this Common Core and this No Child Left Behind thing came in. So we really screwed ourselves in the school situation. And now we're at a point where discipline in the school, I mean, I got hacked twice while I was in school in the 12 years, and
you got what?
I got hacked.
Hacked.
That's what they called it, spanked.
Oh, okay.
By the principal.
All right.
Yeah, I got hacked twice. Once in second grade, once in 12th grade. For chewing tobacco in 12th grade. Evidently, I spit too much in the sink and I didn't like it.
Now, folks, understand something. Whether you're listening to this program in England or Australia, this is a Texan. got called out for chewing tobacco in school.
Yeah. But isn't it sad that Common Core took over the thing? So now you go, whatever second grade class you put your kids in, they're going to learn the same thing as the other second grade class. There's no originality anymore. The teachers aren't allowed to be who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember one teacher, her name was Miss Corvello. I mean, this woman came up and pulled my hair when I was being a butthead in classroom. Mm-hmm. Today, she'd be sued big time.
Oh gosh, that goes without saying, yeah.
But it went a long ways with me though. I mean, that woke my butt up.
Yep.
And my sixth grade teacher, we had a combined class, Mr. Fontaine. This guy, he caught me down in the basement doing African dancing when I wasn't in the African dance club because I went to the bathroom. He brings me up into the middle of my coat room and he smacks his hat because he knew my family was abusive. He knew this, but he took me into the hallway and he smacked his hack, which looked like a cutting board, if you will. He smacked it against the wall and he said, "Now you tell everybody I hit you. Okay, so they won't do this again." That was a really cool guy. This was a black man. I love him to death. He was my sports coach and everything. He loved me. And he did all this stuff. You don't find these teachers anymore. Now it's all about, let's call the cops.
Yeah.
Where's that security guard? I mean, what has happened, John? What has happened? Really, what has happened?
Well, and I can share similar stories with you, and I agree with you, because part of the problem has been the cookie-cutter approach to classrooms. So you take that cookie-cutter approach, and then you add more students to that room, which makes it harder to get the curriculum, get the class's attention, stay on track, some kind of timeline so you can actually give tests to see what they haven't or have absorbed. And I can remember, as you stated, teachers took a particular interest. If they saw something going wrong with a kid, they talk with them, find out what the kid's interest is, pull them back into that learning environment, that all of a sudden this just wasn't somebody standing in front of a classroom barking orders and, whatever. No, they brought you in a more cooperative spirit. And you remembered these teachers as you remember your teachers' names. I remember my teachers, the ones that made the impressions on me as a child. I'll remember them for the rest of my life. You've heard me recount Mr. Merrily's. This is the most unattractive man I'd ever seen in my life. Big, huge, big fat neck, thick glasses. It looked like his eyeballs were the size of BBs. He had the worst breath that you'd ever smelled on a human being. He walked like a duck. But this man, in his reading class, everybody passed his reading, speed reading and comprehension. He wanted you to quicken the pace, but the important thing is to understand what you were reading. And I'll tell you what, I became an avid reader after I took this guy's classes because it was easier for me. It became easier. And I'll never forget that man as long as I live.
And you know, John, that's the thing about a generation or two ago, is that we will remember our teachers. We do remember what happened, and it was a fun time. And right now, I don't think our kids are having a fun time. Seems like they're being funneled through a prison system.
You will learn this.
Yeah.
Or you will not graduate.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
All right. Appreciate your call, Andy. Yeah. And God, let's not teach them the Constitution and the responsibility of having this freedom and liberty. Kids don't know it. They don't know what the hell to believe in.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John McCain. Gone. Warhawk. Gone. You know, I've been watching the news, them falling all over themselves. Oh, what a great hero he was. No, he was not. Anything but. There has been stories about John McCain that is well known to the public. But see, people are not reminded what a great man John McCain really was. And there's a few interesting twists to this story. Wayne Madsen of the Madsen Report, he introduced a story he did just recently. Donald Trump was spot on relating to John McCain's military career and records. And all the neocons got really pissed at him because he flew the flag at half-mast for one day and ordered it back up the next. The deep state neocons were complaining so loudly, Trump ran the flag back up the pole. I just had this private little fantasy that Donald Trump runs up the flag, the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me. John McCain was a rat or a stoolie, telling on other U.S. officers being held captive at the Hanoi Hilton prison. When McCain first went to Congress, members of Congress turned their backs on him and didn't communicate with him because of this, and also how he disgraced the military and his fellow officers who were severely punished by the North Vietnamese guards and commanders of the communist prison by McCain ratting them out. I'm also led to believe that McCain was referred to as the canary by other officers for telling or squealing on others. If you search the internet, you'll find some of these articles about what McCain did to his fellow officers in captivity and the stories of the other brave officers who reported on McCain upon returning to the United States. He was also given special treatment by his communists while in prison because his father was a four-star admiral. On this one, Donald Trump was absolutely correct. The USS Forrestal, July 29, 1967, the worst accident on board a U.S. Navy surface vessel since World War II. Wayne Madsen from the Wayne Madsen Report. The Navy released John McCain's military record after a Freedom of Information Act request from the Associated Press. The record is packed with information on McCain's medals and commendations, but little else. The one thing the McCain campaign does not want to see released is the record of McCain's antics on board the USS Forrestal in 1967. McCain was personally responsible for the deadliest fire in the history of U.S. Navy, the catastrophe with 134 dead and over 100 wounded, trumps McCain's record over a prisoner of war in Vietnam. Madsen learned additional details regarding the deadly fire about the Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Forrestal, on July 29th of 1967 in the Gulf of Tonkin. The additional details point to the then Lieutenant Commander John McCain playing more of a role in triggering the fire and explosions than previously reported. Let's take top of the hour break. I want to get into this because here's the legacy of the man. They couldn't just quietly say, oh, that's too bad, you know, lower the flag at half-mast and then just get on with it. Now out there perpetrating the lies. And old Lindsey Graham, his mentor, his teacher, is now dead. So what's old poor Lindsey going to do? The effeminate one can't decide which way to turn. Isn't it a shame? One of the biggest neocons in U.S. history is now dead.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.